Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the
Hello.
person you are transferring?
Sure. The name is Mitchell Gentry.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Mitchell.
Hello.
Hi, Mitchell. This is Shireen on a recorded line. I will be further assisting you. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and did you are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I understand all that. Slow down a little bit.
Okay,
I'm a...
no
Say
worries.
it
Are
again.
you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation from any other law firm or advice from
Oh
any other law firm or signed documents with them?
yeah. I haven't signed. I haven't talked to anybody else.
Okay. And then were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, myself.
I'm very sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
Not very good. I have a hard time breathing, and I have to take these pain medications all the time, which keep me groggy and forgetful, and I can't remember anything. And I mean, life's just turned into a disaster.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible. I'm going to ask you all the required questions. Again, I know it's not easy to talk about, so if you need to break it all, please let me know, okay?
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
The subtype. I'm not really sure
Okay, no worries.
exactly what a subtype would be.
Okay, no worries. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, just once.
Okay, and then you would be filing this claim
Wait,
on.
I think it was like something like B cell or something
Is
like that.
it diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yeah,
Okay. All right.
that
Okay, and you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
was
And what date were you diagnosed?
it. Yes. It was in September of 2020. I want to say it's like around the first part of September, but I'm really not exactly sure.
Okay,
But
so around
it was
September 1st,
September of 20.
2020.
Yeah, somewhere around September
Okay.
2020.
And where did you spray Roundup? Was that at home or at work?
Yeah, I was at home.
At
I
home,
was
okay.
using it. Yeah.
Did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you recall at the moment?
I'm not really sure. Well, I'm pretty sure most of my neighbors did because we had this big wooded area behind our houses,
Okay.
and the weeds would just come into our yard from those woods.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
June 28 in 1960.
Okay, so you're about 6 years old at the time of the diagnosis, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many years did you spray Roundup for?
Oh wow. For a long time. As long
Okay.
as I lived there.
To the best of your knowledge, if you had
Probably
to put a
about,
number on it.
if I had to put a number on it, I'd probably say about somewhere around 12 to 15 years.
Okay, so about 12 years. And
Yeah.
have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and the
Yeah.
phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, the following questions are going to be based off your past and present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
Hepatitis C and diabetes.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
Throat cancer. I had a couple of uncles that passed of throat cancer and one that passed of liver cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have a family history of cancer. We have hepatitis C and diabetes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me, please?
Spell my first name is Mitchell, Mitchell.
And your last name?
Gentry, Gentry.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior, the second?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And are you currently married?
No.
And then for your date of birth, I have June 28th, 1960?
Correct.
And can I get your social?
259-869683.
Okay. And then your height and weight?
5'9", about 150. No.
Okay.
I lost a lot of weight.
And your email?
My name, Mitchell Gentry at iCloud.com.
And then the phone number I have for you is 321-381-3350?
No.
Okay. What?
That's not my number.
Okay. What is your phone number?
My phone number is 470.
470?
Yeah. 559-8979.
Okay, so I have 470-559-8979.
Correct. Yeah.
And is this your cell, your home, or both?
Cell, or, you know, it's the only phone I have.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I just learned about it recently.
Okay. And how did you learn about it?
Through like advertisements on TV and stuff like that, and then how did I get a hold of you guys?
And then when did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup, if you had to estimate approximately like a month and year?
Probably about I'd say June of last year.
June of 2023?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And then how many times a year would you say that you used Roundup if you had to put a number on it?
In a year?
Yeah.
Well, I used it every week, so I'd say about 50 times a year.
Okay. And did you spray for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Did I what now?
Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis, yes or no?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was probably more like about eight or 10 years.
Okay. And what month and year did you start spraying Roundup, if you have to estimate?
Jeez. I know it was in like 88, or no, it was in 86.
86.
That's when we had the house, yeah, in 1986.
Okay, roughly around what month?
I'll say June.
June, okay. And then
yeah,
when
I'm
did
just
you?
Guessing.
No worries.
Yeah.
And then when did you stop spraying Roundup?
I stopped spraying it when I sold that house, and that was one of the reasons I sold the house is because of all the weeds kept coming in the yard.
Okay.
And washing out of that forest behind our house. Let's see, I guess that was in 92, somewhere around 92, 96, something like that, maybe. Yeah, probably 96.
96? So what month in 96?
Oh, yeah. June.
June of 96?
Yeah.
Okay, so you sprayed Roundup for roughly around 10 years and not 12, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
About 10 to 12, somewhere in there.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put 10 down since we have the dates that you started spraying from 1986 to 1996, okay?
Okay.
And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup, yes or no?
No.
No? And then what state did you spray in?
Georgia.
Okay. And what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
It was residential.
Did you personally spray Roundup yourself, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Probably both.
Okay.
You know, because you get it on you as you're spraying it, and plus you're probably getting it in directly through the air. So.
Okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly by spraying at home?
Yes.
Okay. And then where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? I know you said residential, but was
yeah,
it like the front and backyard? Was it a certain
yeah,
amount of land?
It was primarily the backyard. And it was on a half acre lot, so.
Okay, thank you so much. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took care of my yard.
Okay. And if you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life, if you had to put a number on it? I know you mentioned that you sprayed about 50 times a year in for about 10 years.
Yeah, so would probably be about 500.
At least 500?
Yeah, probably about a total of 500 times.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well, yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Well, I bought it already mixed. You know,
okay.
One of those big containers that you pump and then spray.
So it was already ready, so that would be a premix.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then where did you purchase the Roundup from? What store?
Home Depot most of the time. Every now and then from Walmart, you know.
Okay. And then do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases, yes or no?
No.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession, yes or no?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask, if you do find anything, do not destroy or tamper with it, because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
The next 9 questions are going to be yes or no. Have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Yes.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years did you smoke for?
Probably about 20 years.
20 years? Okay.
Yeah.
And then, do you remember the dates that you were unable to work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition? Roughly around like month and year?
No. I mean, I remember the years. It was in
okay.
2020, 2021, 2023, and just recently 2024.
Okay, so I have 2020, 2021, 2023, and 2024?
Right.
Okay. And then what is the name of your current employer, so the company name?
I work for a family. I'm a private caretaker for their dogs, and it's the Tom and Amber Godfrey is who I work for.
Tom and Amber, you said?
Yes, Tom and Amber Godfrey.
Can you spell that last name?
Yeah, Godfrey.
Okay, do you have an address to Tom and Amber?
Let me see. I know it's 9 something. Let's see if I can find it. I know it's Muirfield Drive, Marietta, Georgia. Muirfield, Muirfield. I want to say it's 935.
Muirfield Drive,
Marietta, Georgia. 30068.
Okay, and what did you say that you believe the house number is, or did you just want not want to put down just in case it might be wrong?
I want to say it's 935, but I'm not really certain. We'll just leave it at Muirfield Drive because the mail lady knows them very well.
Okay, no worries. So I have Muirfield. It's actually Muirfield Lane in Marietta, Georgia. Is that correct?
No, it's Muirfield Drive.
Huh. Okay, I think I found it. I did find it. Okay. There's a Muirfield Lane and Muirfield Drive. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay, so Muirfield Drive in Marietta, Georgia, zip code 30068?
Yes.
Okay. And then in regards to the disability or workers' compensation claim, what year was it and what kind of claim was it?
It was disability, and it was in 2018.
Okay. Is there any details that you'd want to share regarding the claim?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. And can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Philippe. He was my primary care doctor. It was I can't remember that doctor's name.
Okay. What facility were you diagnosed at?
Grady.
Is that in Atlanta, Georgia?
Oncology. Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. Grady, Atlanta, Georgia.
Grady Memorial Hospital?
Yes.
And then is that where you were also treated?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and write that down. But you don't recall the doctor that diagnosed you?
No.
No?
It's been so long ago. I forgot.
Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
I've had four different surgeries. Which one? I don't remember their names, but I'm sure it'll be in my records.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and put the facility name, okay?
Okay.
And then what date did you start your treatment?
Well, I started in 2020. It was like toward the end of the year, say around October of 2020.
Okay.
This is my first treatment.
And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Any stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or other treatment?
Chemotherapy.
Okay.
And let's see, what else? I guess that was it. I can't really remember, though.
Okay.
I've got the beginning stage of dementia, and I can't remember hardly anything.
No worries. It's okay. To the best of your knowledge, what you remember. Then can I get your current full address, please?
Yeah. It's 4021 Fawn, FAWN, Run, and that's Marietta, Georgia, 30068.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
It would be local to me.
Do they live with you or no?
No, they don't live with me.
And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Sure.
Okay. And then who is this person to you?
It would be my employer, Amber Godfrey.
And then can I get Amber's phone number, please?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, perfect. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Okay, it's 678-592-4777.
All right, thank you so much. And then I do have two more questions for you. What is the address of where you used Roundup?
4583 Hickory Run Court. and that was in Ackworth, Georgia. I can't remember the zip code.
Okay, no worries. I have 4583 Hickory Run Court, Northwest in Ackworth, Georgia, zip code 30102.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that zip code, but yeah.
Okay, that's what's coming up on. Yeah, that's what's coming up on okay. Google.
All right, that would be it. Then.
Okay, and then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
How has it impacted my life? Well, it's pretty much ruined it. And you know, I can't breathe. I have a hard time walking dogs now. I mean, you know, I pretty much just lay around all the time when I'm not, you know, with the dogs.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm happy to hear that you're still with us. And I do want to thank you so much for sharing that with me. I know it's not easy to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mitchell, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you on the phone. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma approximately around September 1st, 2020. You would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at the address of 4583 Hickory Run Court, Northwest, in Ackworth, Georgia, zip code 30102. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 10 years. In regards to your past medical history, you have had hepatitis C, diabetes, and family history of cancer. I have your first name as Mitchell, spelled MITCHELL. Last name Gentry, GENTRY. I have your social as 25986-9683, and I have your date of birth as June 28th, 1960. I have your height as 5'9", weight 150 pounds. I have your email as your first name, last name at iCloud.com. I have your phone number as 470-559-8979. I have the date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around June 1st, 1986, and the date that you stopped around June 1st, 1996. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 50 times a year, and you sprayed in the state of Georgia. You sprayed residentially in the backyard of half an acre of land. You were directly exposed by spraying it yourself, and you've had roughly around 500 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You purchased the Roundup from Home Depot and Walmart. I have your past, or I have in regards to smoking, you smoked for, you said 20 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I had that correct. And then I have your current employer as Tom and Amber Godfrey. Tom spelled T-O-M, Amber spelled A-M-B-E-R, last name Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y. Their address is Mirrorfield Drive in Marietta, Georgia, zip code 30068. And your job title there is a private dog caretaker. I have the years that you were unable to work as 2020, 2021, 2023, and 2024. In regards to a disability claim, I have a disability claim for 2018. And then in regards to the doctor that treated you, you don't remember the name, but it was at Grady Memorial Hospital, and that is located at 80 Jesse Hill Jr. Drive Southeast in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30303. And for the diagnosing physician phone number, I put the name of the phone number for the facility, which is 404-616-1000. In regards to treatment, you have Grady Memorial Hospital. You started your treatment roughly around October 1st, 2020, and you did chemotherapy for treatment. I don't have a doctor's name, but I also put the facility name once again, which is Grady Memorial Hospital. And I have your emergency contact as Amber Godfrey, A-M-B-E-R, last name G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, who is your employer. I have her phone number as 678-592-4777. We do have permission to contact this person, and she does not live with you. And I have your current address as 4021 Fawn Run in Marietta, Cobb County, Georgia, zip code 30068. Is that all correct?
That's all correct. Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do, the system's generating your documents right now. I just need a couple signatures from you, okay?
Okay.
So what I'll have you go ahead and do is I'll have you go ahead and put me on speaker. You're going to receive a text from DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, as well as Mass Tort Strategies. All you have to do is click on the link in the text and follow the directions on there. It's just going to ask you for a couple signatures.
Okay, I just got it from
Okay.
DocuSign.
Perfect, yes. So go ahead and click on that link.
All right.
And then you're going to... Oh, go
answer
ahead.
Answer yes.
Yes.
Yeah. DocuSign, allow. Continue. Okay, please sign. Where do I sign?
I think there should be a white empty box.
I don't see no box.
Okay, is there a yellow continue button on the bottom?
Yes.
Okay, keep clicking the continue button.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now I see the document.
Yes.
Okay. And then I sign up here.
Yeah, so it'll direct you to the first signature field. Click it and draw your signature, and then hit adopt and sign. And then once you're done, go ahead and hit the yellow next button, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And then you'll get to the initial fields, and it will have you draw your initials.
I never got to an initial field, but
okay. No worries. It'll be coming up, okay?
I'm just hitting next, right? But there's like
So once you finish, once you finish signing, you'll hit next, and then it'll have you click.
Oh, I have to sign in each one of those places?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't do that. I was just hitting next. All right, let me start over. Okay, the first one I signed. So I have to click on the little yellow box to sign each one individually?
Correct.
It's not letting me sign, though.
I think there might be a button that says adopt and sign. Do you see that?
I clicked on it, and then... Yeah, it's not signed in all those little spots. It's
Here, what I'll do is I'll have you close the tab and I'll resend you the documents, okay?
All right.
Okay. Let me know once you close it so I can resend it.
Okay. All right, I closed it.
Okay. I'm resending them to you now. All right, did you receive it?
Yep.
Okay, so click on the new link.
I just did. DocuSign, want me to allow, yes. Continue, please sign. Now, I sign right below your name.
Yeah, wherever it tells you to sign, that's where you'll sign.
Well, it's not letting me sign it.
Try clicking on it first.
Please review and act on these documents, and it has your name, please sign, down below your name and picture.
Okay, so click on the box, and then maybe it'll let you sign once you click on the box.
I'm clicking on the box, and it's
not working.
Happening.
Let me see.
If I hit continue, then it goes to the like agreement.
Yeah, so hit the yellow continue button on the bottom right of your screen. And then at the top right of the page, you saw the yellow start button. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Start.
So go ahead and
all
hit
right.
that start button.
Then next, or
and
do
then,
I click?
So it'll go on the top right of the page, you'll see the yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to the first signature field.
Okay.
And then you'll see a small yellow box after that. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Click
it.
Adopt
and sign.
Yeah, so click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign.
All right, I did that. Now it's taking me to another page.
So now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it will lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields.
I have to sign it again?
So just hit the next button on the top right of the page.
I did. Nothing's happening.
Okay.
There's a bunch of little yellow boxes. Where
so just click on those yellow boxes.
I'm going to have to draw my signature for each one of them.
Either that or you can hit, it might be able to prompt a new signature for you or your old signature. It'll just copy and paste it.
It's not doing that. Oh, yeah, it's starting to do it now.
Okay, there we go.
Still got this one. Is that all of them?
Does it say finish on the bottom?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and hit finish.
All right.
Okay, perfect. So I just received them on my end. I'll go ahead and double check, make sure everything looks correct. With that being said, Mitchell, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. With that being said, I just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. What's going to happen in the next 24 to 48 hours is the attorneys are going to reach out to you to verify your case. Please be on the lookout for their call because they will not be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. If you don't reach them for any reason, please let me know and I'll get you in contact with them directly. But with that being said, Mitchell, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope I made this process as easy as possible as I could for you. And again, if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Of course. I hope things get better for you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.